We've been building this week's edition of Eastern Standard. I'm Tom Martin, and here's a preview. Kentucky's infrastructure report card is in.
Kentucky ended up with a C- overall, which was a drop from the last time we did a report card specifically for the state of Kentucky, which was in 2011, and we got a C.
Paul Marin of the American Society of Civil Engineers.
In some areas, Kentucky is doing better than the national average, but in many areas, we're not.
And why not?
If we were to look at one reason why Kentucky's grade dropped, you know, a half letter grade, it was because of lack of funding. And that's generally what drives most of the poor scores.
Okay, let's get up close and personal with our infrastructure. Bridges, for example.
We've got a lot of bridges that are posted for load and can't carry school buses and emergency vehicles, commercial traffic, and that really affects these communities.
Royce Meredith heads the state's Bridging Kentucky program. He'll have details on how many bridges across the state are in need of repair and how he's going about getting it done. In addition to bridges, the term infrastructure includes dams, like the one built in 1912 that's holding back a lake uphill from Jenkins, where Todd DePriest is mayor.
It's pretty neat to have in the middle of town. That's also the part that makes it scary, because if it breaks, then here we are.
The Jenkins Dam is rated by the state as high hazard and structurally deficient. And as you'll hear from Caitlin McGlade of the Kentucky Center for Investigative Reporting, only 20 of Kentucky's 178 regulated dams have emergency action plans on file with the state. You'll hear how Kentucky business is being impacted by the opioid crisis.
The business community in Kentucky has come to the realization that the opioid epidemic in our state is not just a mental health issue. It's not just a law enforcement issue or a public health issue. It's a workforce issue.
Kentucky Chamber head Dave Atkinson says his organization is now working with the state cabinet for health and family services on the Kentucky opioid response effort. The cabinet's chief engagement officer, Beth Kuhn.
We are training a combination of folks who are initiating statewide work to engage employers and help individuals retain or get jobs after they've had experience with substance or opioid use disorder.
And the state chamber has formed a task force of business and industry representatives to focus on this crisis. Beth Davison tells us all about it and the beginnings of an amnesty trend among some employers.
And that means you can come out and claim your disease and say you are suffering and you need help, but your job could still be there for you. And that's not always the culture and school of thought we have right now. It's much more around, okay, I'm in fear, I don't speak up because I could lose my job.
Well, things have changed at Apple Shop in Whitesburg.
So that's 18 staff. It's a radio station, a theater, you know, a public art gallery, all running on solar power all day long.
Apple Shop's Marley Green on the largest net-metered solar power project in eastern Kentucky. And in Lexington next month?
I actually think it's miraculous that undocumented immigrants get up every day, go to work, send their kids to school, and provide for their families, pay taxes, parts of their communities. I think that's miraculous, and I think that's a different kind of citizenship, and I would argue a deeper kind of citizenship.
Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Jose Antonio Vargas, keynote speaker at On Common Ground, an event focusing on immigration hosted at the Kentucky Theater by Lexington Community Radio, and we'll have all the details. It's all on this week's edition of Eastern Standard, Thursday at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m., Sunday at 6 p.m. here on WEKU and on your WEKU mobile app. For Eastern Standard and WEKU, I'm Tom Martin.